You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Coming up Saturday, October 24th at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 25th at 4 p.m. in Kemp Recital Hall, it's Walking with My Ancestors, the creation of Illinois State University Professor Ama Ofori-Wa Adeyanum. This is a theatrical event with drumming, singing, dancing, and acting that explores the experiences of enslaved Africans in slave-holding dungeons. Adeyanum was inspired to create this unique theatrical event when she took a trip to Senegal and Ghana.
I took several tours in the dungeons. I also sat for many hours in the dungeons trying to reflect and to imagine what those ancestors experienced and how they survived that tragic journey before getting onto the boat to the Americas.
That sounds like a very powerful experience.
It was a very powerful experience. I became transformed. I sat in there and I imagined being starved, being raped, the oceans moaning and thinking about bones lying alone on the ocean floors. This is such an important tradition and such an important culture. History that, as a people, we don't talk much about. So while I sat in the dungeons and I was thinking and imagining, I started writing poetry about the experience and all these imaginations. And I put all those things down. I was also inspired to choreograph dances in response to all the feelings that I was going through. And then I wrote music.
What are you hoping to achieve with this big theatrical work?
Many people are unaware that before their shipment to the Americas, captured Africans were kept in dungeons. And I think people really need to know that because it really helps us to expand our thinking of slavery. These dungeons is where those Africans became slaves. They went in as Africans, came out as slaves. So these dungeons for me are the tombs in which they were buried, but also reborn as slaves.
The act of creating this and bringing it to life on stage, did you find any answers or even any peace to the difficult questions of slavery?
No, I'm still searching. I'm still searching.
So you will have performers on stage with dancing and drumming and so forth, but do you plan to get the audience involved in the experience?
Definitely. You know, my performances are, the audience have to be a part of the performance, right? We are all on this journey and the audience have to be a part of it to really experience the power of this piece. So yes, they'll be clapping and singing and moving and sharing stories and just words of wisdom. This show is very powerful and I would like to ask the audience to listen. To listen to this story and not to take it personal. Because people come in there and they think they are being attacked. That is not the point of the story. This play performance is about a people's experience in dungeons. How they survived, how they were able to move on. And I think it's a story that even though it's African, I think it's a story that we can all connect with, right? We're talking about longing, trauma, dislocation, memory, loss. All these are human things that we all go through. I'd like to ask the audience to basically try to connect to that story and find a place where their own voices can be heard.
You've got several drums here mm-hmm. in your office. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could demonstrate mm-hmm. maybe something that we'll be hearing okay. at the performance. What do we call this drum?
Well, this mm-hmm. is called the Kpanlogo drum. Kpanlogo drum is used to accompany a dance called Kpanlogo in Ghana. It's a very resonating sound. So I'm going to play it. Edina Benua, eh? Anana Benua. Edina Benua, eh? Anana Benua. Insupiota Krumo, Wadan in Busumpo. Benua, eh? Oh, Bianco, oh, Bianco, Anana Benua. Edina Benua, Anana Benua. Edina Benua, Anana Benua.
That's ISU Professor Ama Ofori-Wa Adeyanum. Walking with My Ancestors is Saturday the 24th at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 25th at 4 p.m. in ISU's Kemp Recital Hall. Admission is free. I'm Laura Kennedy.